Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello.
Hello. Oops. I'm not plugged in.
Oh my gosh.
These are noise reducing headphones, so I can't hear anything except my own breath. Oh, there you are. I heard that chapstick pop open.
How are you? What is that noise? You hear that? Beep, beep. Okay, it stopped. Did you like that I gave you an agenda? Did that feel professional?
Yes, thank you very much. You're in your workout clothes. You're like prepared for this.
We're talking about fitness. I felt like I had to be
dressed for the part.
Well, no, I just actually worked out. I felt like in order to speak into all these problems, I needed to be an expert.
Oh my goodness. Well, for all of you real people out there, I have not worked out yet today.
Oh my goodness. Well, if I don't do it right now, I won't do it.
It's true. Yeah.
Priorities. But you are looking like you're drinking a healthy shake.
Actually, I am.
What is in your shake?
So my friend is doing this like 24-day challenge thing. And on the last 14 days of it, you
do you hear that? Beep, beep.
No.
Oh my gosh.
She totally just interrupted my story.
Well, listen, you can retell your story. I don't know what's happening. It's like,
is my microphone on?
I can hear you fine. Well, I can hear a lot of like air in the background too, though. So maybe it's not on.
This is why you hear all the air is because it's stinking hot here and our air conditioning broke. So I have every fan in the house pointing at my face.
Oh my goodness.
I'll go turn it on.
It's fine. I don't want you to, but here, like, there's like this really high pitched chirping that is intermittent and very uncomfortable to my ears.
Do you want to try calling me back? Maybe because I didn't have my headphones plugged in right away.
Or something. Weird. I'm not accustomed to this noise, so I cannot problem solve it, ironically. Okay, let me call you back.
Okay.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey.
Hey, sorry, I missed your call.
Yeah, you didn't know I was calling. It's understandable.
I got to turn off my fans. So if you see me sweating over here.
Listen, I'm in a closet with no ventilation, so I'm so sorry. And I live in Texas. Okay. And I just got done working out. So I'm pretty sure I'm in a worse spot. No, I listened to the recording and it is like so deafening. This, I don't know what it is. So hopefully it's done.
Well, that's annoying. I'm glad we didn't push through because I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I know it's on the recording. So listen, please finish your story about the shake. The last thing I wanted to do was interrupt it.
Listen, this is the only healthy thing I've done in like 10 days. So I have to talk about it.
Own it. Tell me.
Okay. So I've been doing this 24-day challenge with my friend who lives in Georgia, who's probably hotter than both of us combined right now.
What on earth? Oh, hotter. I'm like, I thought you meant like prettier. I'm like, how dare you?
She is beautiful. But okay. I meant like
physically. We don't need to rate things though. Okay. All right. So she's hot. Continue.
Okay. The last 14 days, you do a meal replacement shake for whatever meal you want. So I've been doing it for breakfast. So it's got like the chocolate protein powder, okay, banana, and peanut butter.
Oh, amazing. Love that combination.
Mm-hmm.
So what protein shake is it? Is there a specific one?
It's the Advocare 24-day challenge. Yes. Have you heard of that?
My pest control guy is always trying to sell me Advocare. It's an interesting combo. You want me to kill some bugs? You want some extra energy? What's happening?
Yeah, it's been a really good challenge. I've never done anything like that before. Like, I've tried the Whole 30, you know, but there's nothing you have to buy for that or like vitamins to take.
Well, except for you have to get rid of every single thing in your house because it's got some wrong thing in it.
That's true.
But go ahead.
This one has a really not strict eating plan. They don't tell you what to eat, but basically they tell you to eat like the Whole 30. So I have had zero sugar in, what day is today? 14, I think. Day 14.
Okay, so tell me how it's going.
I feel generally really good. I cut coffee out. I haven't had coffee in 14 days.
Oh my goodness.
They give you this like energy drink to drink in the morning. So I don't know what will happen if I don't have that anymore. We'll see. We'll see once the challenge is over, because I'm not continuing to like purchase this stuff when coffee is basically free. I mean, I don't grow it in my backyard or anything, but it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think majority of the success I'm seeing is because I'm eating really well. Imagine that.
Huh. You know? This is revolutionary.
Totally. I needed something to like kickstart. I think I have, I'm a minority here where I think that I look better than I really do. You know what I mean? Most girls, I think, like think they look worse than they do, but I generally like think I'm hot stuff. And then I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, who the heck is that?
That is interesting, because I would say, yeah, most people are the opposite.
Yeah. So I just want my like body to match the way I feel about myself.
Hey, girl, that's great. So your husband's been out of town for like ever, and you decided to do this eating plan.
Yeah.
Was that kind of on purpose?
It could have been a disaster, actually, but it was on purpose. I wanted something to like keep myself busy, I don't know, or like my mind off the fact that he's gone. I don't know. I had all these hopes that I'd lose like 75 pounds. I don't need to lose 75, but like be a completely different woman in the 2 weeks he's gone. But that's not going to happen.
It's not. That wouldn't have been healthy.
No.
No.
But I feel like I've made some good lifestyle changes, and it's actually been easier with him gone.
Okay.
For some reason, I have more self-control when he's not here than I do when he's here.
Does he eat, you know, more junk food, or like what? Why do you have more self-control?
It's a good question.
Because I go off the rails when my husband's gone. I'm like,
well, I've done a little bit more online shopping than I probably should have while he's been gone. So I have some self-control issues in some other areas.
Okay.
That maybe I need to work on, but you can't win it all, Emily.
You can't.
Cannot win it all.
It's not possible. I wanted to update you on the spirit animal personality test, how we both got snake.
Yes.
We thought it was a sham. Someone has given me a screenshot that they are a deer, and then someone else was a wolf. So there were other ones.
Why did we get the snake?
I don't know. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you, it's a legit quiz.
Legit website.
Oh, man. Okay, so my kitchen's done. That's my update. I love it. And something that I did that was unintentional but has been really funny is I changed the light bulbs from, like, regular white, because they looked really yellow, to daylight. It's so much brighter in there. So people walk in, see the lights, and go, oh my gosh, your kitchen looks so much bigger with this remodel, which is unrelated, but I just let it go.
It's the lights. Yes.
It's the lights.
It is overwhelming how many different types of lights there are.
Yes. I think I'm going to run into Home Depot and just get it real quick. And then I'm just standing there for 20 minutes just until someone comes and helps.
So daylight, that's the one. Because I hate the yellow glow. I mean, you can see it behind me. That's like full on yellow.
It is, but it doesn't, like, no one buys a yellow light bulb, and yet it's yellow.
I know.
Daylight.
I know. Daylight. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to order that online right
now. Yeah, you are. So funny. Okay, so let's talk about fitness today. And I know you like when we talk about history.
It's my favorite.
It's so interesting. Whatever. So we're going to talk about crazy fitness trends historically. Number one, in the early 1900s, tapeworms were the way to lose weight.
That's very effective.
Totally effective. And in fact, China, currently, some people are ingesting roundworm eggs, which is just another type of parasite. So that's
interesting. Gosh.
Okay, so then some of these, I don't remember this one because I was not born yet, but in 1960, the Relaxicizer came out. I don't know what it is, but I love the
name.
That's
amazing. I want that, whatever it is.
It involves you and a couch. Relaxicizer.
Yeah, right.
In 1965, the Walton Belt Vibrator came out, which is not what it sounds like. You, like, put this belt around your butt and connect it to a machine, like, and it just, like, jiggles your backside to get the get the stuff off.
Get the cardio going.
Yeah, I guess.
So what do? Just stand there while it's jiggling you?
I guess. That reminds me of when my daughter says, why does your bottom keep moving after you stop walking?
Oh, yeah.
She was so little. It was very hard to be mad at her, but I'm like, stop looking at my bottom. But it's hard when, like, that's your height, right? That's exactly. All you see is butts.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
So, but the Abdominizer came out in 1989. Do you remember that one?
No.
It's the one where you scoot on the ground. It's like a sled and you like just scoot back and forth. You could use it on snowy days as well. I remember the Abdominizer and the Thighmaster.
Mm-hmm.
We were about 11 when that came out. I totally remember that. Okay. And then something relatively new, 2012, sauna pants. We were supposed to just sweat out of your butt enough to lose some weight. They're just really hot pants.
I mean, wear those while you do that Walton booty shaker and you've got it made. Watch some TV while you do it.
Relaxizer. Oh man. Okay, so that's really all the history I have, so calm down.
That wasn't too bad.
Do you have any history you wanted to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
You really do?
I do. I did some research.
You're growing as a person. I love it.
As a podcaster.
You are.
Who didn't plug in her headphones to begin with. I have 11 fitness trends that need to die in 2017, which is this year. This was written in December of last year. So this is hopefully happening right now.
Okay.
So you let me know. Waist trainers is number one. Those like girdles, is that what you call them? Where you like train your waist to go like in by doing this really tight thing.
You're not doing something to train your waist. You're just sucking it in.
Well, apparently if you wear these things, you're training your waist to stay there when you take it off.
Oh, for heaven's sake. That's ridiculous.
That's why they need to die. Okay. Kim Kardashian wears them, you know.
Oh, okay.
They are a waste of money. That's not original to me. I read that.
But it is good.
Okay. Apparently Pokemon Go is a fitness trend that needs to die. I didn't realize it was a fitness trend, but...
Did you have that going on in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Who didn't?
Oh, my gosh. It was so confusing to just see people stopped in the middle of the road. Like, nobody's watching where they're going.
I know. It's dangerous. But apparently, this website is saying it didn't help people achieve in real life goals.
Of course not. Did you ever play Pokemon Go?
Yeah, with my kids.
Was it great?
It was fun to see my kids get excited. It was kind of like geocaching. Have you ever done geocache?
Yeah, I tried one time, but I don't remember what happened. Maybe I didn't find anything and I lost the thread.
Hmm. We've never tried, but it sounds fun. Like a little treasure hunt or something.
It does. I really do think my kids would love that.
Yeah.
That could be a good summer activity.
Yeah. We should do that. I'm going to write that on our summer bucket list. Cupping is number four. Have you heard about this?
I've done this in China. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you end up with like these circle welts down your back, like bruises. It pops the blood vessels. It's supposed to get the toxins out.
That seems stupid. It's like a giant hickey.
Like 10 of them.
So it would be just as effective to have a fun night with your husband. Well, they're saying that the technique doesn't work any better than a traditional sports massage. So,
okay.
Sauna suits need to die. Which is similar to those hot pants you were mentioning, I think.
But just kind of sounds dangerous, you know?
Is the goal just to sweat a lot?
Yeah, which in which case you're no healthier. I mean, I guess if you think of toxins, but so work out and then you'll also sweat.
Also sweat. Number six is interesting. I want your opinion on this. Fitness trackers need to die in 2017.
Really? What needs to start instead?
It says that you can track your steps with your phone now or normal looking watches from brands like Michael Kors and Fossil. So you don't need an extra device to make you look like you just came in from a run. Oh, this is sassy.
Okay, so Fitbit. You're saying basically things like Fitbit. I thought you meant like...
I think so.
Okay, tracking your food or whatever. Okay.
Yeah, like the things that track your steps.
Well, I have a Fitbit. I like it.
Well, it needs to die.
Okay. Do you have one of those or anything?
I had one that like attaches to your belt and I lost it a week later. I do use the one on my phone because I always have my phone in my back pocket and it does track my steps.
So if you don't respond to a text, I'll know that was on purpose.
Right.
Okay, good. You've said too much.
Said too much. mindful exercise, basically running without any music.
Needs to die?
Yeah. It's saying anyone who says that you need to focus on the sound of your breathing instead of music needs to go home.
This is sassy.
I like this website. It says, oh my gosh, this is funny. Researchers from the University of British Columbia, something campus I can't pronounce, found the beginners who took on high intensity interval training workouts while listening to music hated their lives less than those forced to exercise in silence. How do you measure how much you hate your life?
That is the awesomest survey question ever.
Researchers.
Yeah, i.e. college freshmen who had a statistics class project to complete.
Right, exactly. Okay, I've got three more. Okay. Do you have time for that?
Oh my goodness, I've got so much time.
Okay, this one's interesting. I didn't know this actually was happening, but it's business-wise, this makes sense. Number 8, AM dance parties at clubs. So AM meaning morning time. Huh. They're saying it's a terrible idea because it's just awkward to go to a club in the morning in your sports bra and your running shoes to try to dance for exercise.
It is an interesting idea because you're happy to do it at night.
Right.
You're still in the same place.
They need a way to make money from like 8 a.m. to whenever, you know.
That's 16. The businesswoman in you. That's great. I wouldn't have thought of that.
But apparently it didn't work. But kudos for trying. Okay, yeah. Number 9 is fitness class price hikes. Of course, price hikes need to
die.
And then number 10, easy prenatal workouts need to die. So apparently hard ones need to live on. I don't know. But at the same time, on the opposite note, number 11, fitness classes that are so hard they make you want to die, needs to die.
There's a lot of death in this article.
I mean, isn't that how you usually feel when you exercise?
It's true.
Like dying.
Funny. Well, those are very interesting. Okay, so I have a couple of very interesting fitness trends, not that need to die, but that are new.
Okay.
Okay.
I've probably tried them all.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't wait to see. Crawling, literally crawling like a baby. People are doing this as a class. I wish I could have a picture of your face right now. You're so confused.
Just crawling like to a beat?
Crawling. Yes. Yeah. And you see classes. I looked at a YouTube video of classes of people crawling. Anyway, so that's a thing.
Yeah.
There is something called bossa ball in Spain, which is basically volleyball on a trampoline.
That sounds fun. What? Oh my gosh, that sounds fun. Have you ever been to one of those trampoline places?
I have, but I never went on them. Have you jumped on them?
No, I really want to, though.
I don't know. I just think I'm a little bit of a germaphobe, and there's a lot of sweat that's gone on those. I just feel a little weird about it.
It's true.
But also interesting about bossa ball, the referees are also the DJs. That sounds fun. And you play it on the beach. So then there's something called, I'm sure I'm saying this right, but it's Castell, C-A-S-T-E-L-L in Spain, where people get into clubs and they build towers out of each other.
Like cheerleading.
Like human towers. But yeah, but like you should look this up. It's really amazing.
Okay, I'll look it up right now. Spell it again. C-A-S-T-E-L-L.
There are over 60 tower building clubs in Spain. They've built over 10,000 human towers.
The only thing that pulled up for me were pictures of castles. And I did spell this right.
Huh. Well, maybe I made it up.
So you're lying. Castell. Let me add in human tower here to Google. Maybe this is so new that Google doesn't even... Holy smokes! This is like a circus.
It is. It sounds so interesting. And I want to know how many people have died.
Right. Crazy.
Okay. So there's one in Scandinavia called skijoring. I don't understand how to say that either. You're skiing, but dogs pull you. So it's like sled dogs, but with no sled.
That would be a great thigh workout and butt workout. And abs and arms, basically a whole body workout.
And a disaster. You got dogs involved. I don't know. That does not sound good.
You don't like dogs?
Dogs and exercise. And then you got to like figure out not only your body, but their bodies. Mm-mm.
You don't worry about them. You just worry about your form.
But what if the dogs don't pull you right? What if they're like not in sync with each other? I see a lot of injuries. Yeah. Okay. So a couple more. Pilates, some classes are starting to incorporate skateboards.
Okay.
Sounds interesting. I think, like, you're not, actually on the skateboard, but it's used as like a rolling device.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of cycle classes are incorporating karaoke so that you can sing while you do it.
Okay, I have done some spin classes, and there is no way I have enough breath to then karaoke right. on top of that.
They, like, have the screen with the words, and you just kind of, like, and I think it actually sounds fun to get your mind yeah. off it.
If everybody's singing at the same time, that's fun.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, I think.
I envision, like, one person at a time.
Holding the microphone. Oh, man, that sounds so terrible. Like someone's worst nightmare. No, but I think it's the whole class. And then I have one final one called Kangoo, okay. which is Zumba with shoes that make you bounce like a kangaroo.
That is awesome.
I think it sounds fun.
Wow, there's so many fun things out there.
It's true. All right, so let's talk about, you asked your people about fitness tips or problems or whatever. Did you get some good tips?
I didn't get any tips. I just got questions.
Okay.
I don't know how you fit this in, but exercise trend that we didn't talk about, Richard Simmons.
Bless him.
Have you listened to the podcast called Missing Richard Simmons?
Every single word of it.
Have you really?
Oh, absolutely. Have you?
Yes, it's so riveting.
It is. And every time I tell people, they like totally roll their eyes at me like, you are so weird. You have too much time. No, I make time for Richard Simmons.
Right. And when you're listening to a podcast, you do other things at the same time. Has Hello. Anyone in life ever sat on the couch and listened to a podcast? No.
No.
Mm-mm. So if some of you are sitting on currently on the couch listening to this podcast, like, kudos to you.
They're doing the relaxicizer.
The relaxicizer.
I know. Isn't it so sad and good? And
I know. I don't want to give too much away. Yeah, I'm done with it. I wish there was more resolution. That's all I have to say. I actually have a theory that was never mentioned in the podcast.
All right. What is it?
My theory is that he gained a lot of weight and how he's embarrassed to like come out in public and he just doesn't care anymore. Do you know what I mean?
I think one of the people who went to his house said he looked like he was in good health. But I guess good health is a broad.
Exactly. They didn't say he looked in shape.
Very good point.
I just was interesting that was never even a question that was brought up. You know, the only thing that they were like, well, maybe he hasn't come out in hiding because he's going through like a transition into a woman, which mm-hmm. he debunked that. But mm-hmm. it was never even a theory. So I solved the case. That's what happened.
Good. Well, I'm so thankful that we've gotten to the bottom of that. Have you listened to S-Town?
Yes. I just finished that one.
Ew. I could not even finish it. Things got super. When they were piercing things and re-piercing things, I was like, I can't. Yuck. I got like till the last 40 minutes and I had to just stop.
I just think we need to clarify that they weren't piercing anything unusual.
They were piercing nipples and then re-piercing for the fun of it.
I know. He had some issues.
I don't know. I couldn't handle it.
So you didn't finish it at all?
I finished everything except the last couple minutes. That doesn't wow. make sense. I know. God, but saying that out loud, I'm like, finish it, weirdo.
And now I'm on Up and Vanished.
Oh, I'm going to write that down. I haven't heard of it.
And pretty soon I'm going to need a new like mystery podcast because I love them so much.
Okay, well, we may have gotten off topic.
Just a little bit.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about some fitness tips that I got.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't read my own handwriting. But someone called Laura Oliver, I think, 31, said, embrace your kids. Realize that you have to parent and work out at the same time. And it's good for them to see you taking care of yourself. Because I get so hacked off when they are fighting in front of me while I'm trying to work out because I think I shouldn't have to be a parent right now.
So true.
I don't know. I do a little different, but I loved her idea about just embracing it. You're going to have to do a little of each.
I love the like videos of parents working out with their babies at the park. Do you know what I mean? Where they're like using them as the weights.
Oh, yes. I have
seen Or like that. They're doing push-ups and then kissing their babies like under them. So sweet. I would have fallen straight on my baby. But for those who can do that, that's really precious.
And somehow get a photograph of it. It's good.
Right. Have a professional videographer.
Okay. So Becca_D4 said she works out with her kids all just running around her. She said, we practice numbers, we practice Spanish, and we talk about a bunch of stuff while I work out.
Wow.
I applaud you, Becca.
Yes, Becca.
That stresses Super me mom. Out. Seriously, just doing some foreign language study.
Just some Latin while I'm burping.
Burping. So fitness problems to solve. Let's talk about some of the ones you have.
The majority of my ladies want to know how the heck to fit it into schedules with kids, schedules just with life in general. Mostly the ones who message me have young kids, like 1-year-old, 3-year-old, and they do not want to get up before the babies, mm-hmm. which I agree. I mean, when you are waking up 6 times a night, please sleep until your baby sleeps. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I had to do. So feel the freedom to do that. But then when do you exercise and when do you work out?
So what did you tell them? What do you think?
I'm such like a, just don't do it. Just don't work.
Oh gosh. Okay. All right.
But if I were to give like some sound advice, like nap time is another prime exercise time. But if my kids are napping, I want to be napping. So I do not want to be exercising.
Yeah, no, I don't exercise during nap time.
I would actually say strap them in a stroller and go for a daily walk. Don't make it that you have to go to the gym or you have to do a workout video.
Yep. Painting Paradise said she, when her kids want to go swimming every minute of the summer, she just swims when they swim. Like when they're swimming, she does laps or whatever.
Nice.
I think that's a good idea.
If they're well-trained in swimming.
Well, yes. We don't want to lose any children this summer because you were working out.
That's good. Feel like you need that disclaimer.
No, I agree. I agree.
Jessie Kelly Bragg just messaged me saying the only thing she's stuck with is a walk around the park track with my little boy and his ride in car. When the track is sloping down a hill, I let the car go and I run beside him. I feel totally accomplished because he thinks it's hilarious and I'm running. Note, I run for like 20 seconds downhill. I like to call it interval running. You go, girl. You call that interval running. That is interval running.
That's perfect. And he's like, my mom is playing with me.
She's amazing.
So good. I had the same question. What do you do, especially during summer when the kids are home all the time? And so I try to do it while they're eating breakfast. Because they're kind of like stuck at a table. Or before they want to do something like go swimming or make a lemonade stand like we did yesterday, I will say, okay, that's totally fine. But first, I'm going to do this for 20 minutes before I spend 5 hours sitting outside while you sell lemonade for less than it cost me to buy it. I'm first going to work out. And so then they all work together because I've got the buy-in of, you know, they understand we're not doing anything until I do this for myself.
That's awesome. So what do you do for those 20 minutes?
I do Revelation Wellness, which is a great transition into our sponsor for this problem solved episode, Revelation Wellness.
Like how I like hit that up for you.
That was really professional.
Bumped it like a volleyball ball. Volleyball ball. Do you call it a volleyball ball or is it a volley ball?
It's a volley. You've stumped me. I don't know.
Tell us about Revelation Wellness.
Okay, so what I love about Revelation Wellness is it's a donation-based monthly subscription, and every month you get new workout calendar, which I need because I need to not think about which workout do I feel, because I feel like not doing any of them. And so I have to have somebody tell me what to do. And so I print that out and I highlight it because I like to also check things off a list. So it has all the things that my type A self really loves. They're concise and there's a devotional in the beginning and throughout. They kind of remind you, why are you doing this? Which is my big thing. I forget.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I've loved doing some of those videos. I did her, what was it called? Clean Hearting Challenge.
Okay.
The very first time she ever did it, like 4 years ago or 3 years ago, something. And I loved those videos at that time because in them a couple different times, she would say things like, you don't have to do this. You know, like you don't have to keep going. And I don't even remember her exact wording, but I felt such freedom to do it. It wasn't that I was being forced to do it. It was that God was giving me the freedom to move my body and I could choose to continue to move on or not. But because I was given that freedom, I wanted to keep doing it.
I have never felt so free. It is so weird. And that's why I need to work on my elevator pitch about it, because every time I try to talk about it, I'm just like, I don't know. It's weird, but I really love it. And I feel like they say, you don't have to, you get to.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Yes, I know. There's nothing like Revelation Wellness. And I'm so happy that she is exploding. Like her whole company is just exploding. It's been fun to kind of watch that. I personally love the Revelation Wellness podcast. I'm sure people follow me on Instagram stories. They see me walking to that, exercising to that. I love her interval trainings that she does because it's someone in my ear telling me when to run and when to stop, but at the whole time, like speaking Bible truth into my ears. And there's music in the background. There's worship music. There's pop music. Like she doesn't just stick with Christian music. I love it. And I learned my favorite exercise ever from Elisa Keaton, which is Tabata intervals.
Yes, I love them too.
I love them. And I do those at home. It only takes like 4 minutes to do one Tabata interval. And Elisa promises me that one 4 minute Tabata interval is equal to 30 minutes in the gym.
Okay.
And then if you follow that up with a glass, this is not Elisa's advice, mine. If you follow that up with a glass of red wine, which equals an hour in the gym, then you've basically spent an hour and a half at the gym with a 4 minute Tabata interval and a glass of red wine.
I'm so confused. How does a red wine equal an hour in the gym?
You haven't heard that?
No.
It's true. That's, well, I don't know if it's true, but
so
that's
what. So does a bottle equal 3 hours?
Probably. It's probably not recommended. I think it's just something for your heart. Like red wine is good for your heart, I think.
Okay.
don't burst my bubble here.
I just hadn't heard of it. So, wow. Yeah. So we love Revelation Wellness. You can find out more about them at revelationwellness.org. Jump on this train. We love it.
Yeah, you do. Speaking of Elisa, though, I have a question from Elisa.
Oh, good. Yeah.
She sent me on Instagram.
Because we need to help her with fitness. Gosh.
Elisa wants to know, what should you do if you pee while you're doing jumping jacks? And let's just say this isn't a problem that Elisa has. She just said, you're going to get the question.
Or do we know that? This may be, I'm asking for
a friend.
It
could be, I'm asking for my friend. Yeah.
Well, listen, doesn't that happen from childbirth?
That's what, yeah, I think that's what she's implying.
Adopt your kids. Problem solved. So I do not pee while I do jumping jacks.
Another alternative.
Bet you wish you would have thought of that.
I had 3 C-sections, so I also do not pee while doing jumping jacks.
There you go.
So,
we can't help.
We can't help you. Diapers, adult diapers.
Mm-hmm.
Panty liners. I'm actually coming up with some really good ideas now. The adult diapers one was not a good idea.
It's a little baggy.
The panty liner thing is smart, right? Yeah. Those tiny little panty liners.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or the underwear that I only wear is the Thinks.
You have them? I've never tried them.
I love them. It's all I ever wear, even when I'm not on my period.
Are you kidding me?
I only wear it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's wrong with me. This is way too much TMI, but I can get pretty smelly.
Okay.
Like even when I shower daily, yeah. it like absorbs everything. It's very moisture wicking and I wear it every single day and I've never had an issue since I've started wearing them.
With smell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So if you have similar issues.
I can tell you're regretting this already.
I regret so many things that I say on here.
It's so perfect. I love
it. Oh, gosh.
No, I really have been wanting to try those out, but I just feel like a little bit weirded out. But people say great things about them.
I love them.
Okay. Okay, so Salid on Instagram says, so much of time with other people revolves around food. And so this is not exactly fitness, but like health in general. So how do you eat? How do you not eat dessert and how do you be healthy while being polite and loving people around you? And I think I had some time to think about this and I think sometimes we confuse politeness and loving people with eating bad food. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, they're not the same. Also, people are not looking at what you're eating as much as you think they are. They're looking at what they're eating. I feel like this compulsion to eat to be polite, but take the cake and have a bite of it and then don't keep it. And that's okay, but I feel like I have to eat all of it and I get myself in trouble.
Yeah. Do you have enough self-control to just eat one bite if it's the most delicious cake you've ever had in your life?
No, I would just eat all of it. I for sure would. Something that's been good in our kind of community group at our church, we meet a lot, at least twice a month, and I love baking. And so we have a lot of dietary restrictions in our group. So no gluten, dairy, or sugar. When we have people over, we have to not do things I typically do when I host people. But it's been really actually good to love them by, I mean, if you think about it, loving people well is helping them take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. But we connect food with love, bad food typically with love. So I think that mm-hmm. for us, we do a lot of guacamole and hummus, a whole lot of chips and salad, and we do a lot of barbecuing, like our own meat that we grill. Mm-hmm. So that's really been fun.
Did you say the own meat that you grow?
No, I'm sorry. Like, we grill our own meat that we bring.
Oh, okay, so you're not raising cows and
not
them.
At this time. No.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, when you think about giving a gift for Valentine's Day, it's always a box of chocolates. Mm-hmm. Why can't we give a bouquet of carrot sticks?
Right. Have you ever had one of those edible arrangements? Because those seem really...
That's a good idea. Yeah, I've had one a long time ago.
Okay. They don't seem good to me. I don't know. How many hands touch those little cantaloupe hearts? I don't know. All back to germs. It goes for me.
I never think about these things until you bring them up. And now I will never eat an edible arrangement again.
I'm so sorry. Okay, so I have another one. Rachel Webb 86 says, how with kids do you be consistent? Because I know it's hard to find time and stuff, but then like consistency. I think for me, what's worked is I laid out the ground rules every day before I work out. It's so much so that the kids can like tell me right now mm-hmm. what is happening. And so I tell them, you're welcome to join me, which I don't love. I hope you will not join me, but you are welcome to join me. But you cannot get in my way. If I'm going to kick to the left and you're on my left, don't be on my left. Like, come on, get behind me. And so not that I kick my kids. I do not kick my kids, just to be very clear. But stay out of my way. And if they interrupt me or they're too wild, then I don't know why I do this. I always tell them, we have provided for you a 2,600 square foot house. Explore every blessed square foot of it. You have freedom. And if you cannot use your freedom well, I will restrict you to your bedroom.
That's amazing.
Until I'm done working out. Like, this is not confusing. This is not new. These are probably sentences I say all the time. This is not confusing and this is not new.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The problem is I don't always feel like working out. But when I do work out, they know that's the rules. But I have gotten a whole lot better. And it honestly is because of Revelation Wellness. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah. No, I know. I think that's one of my biggest questions is where the motivation. Mm-hmm. Working out is almost always the very last thing that I want to do in life.
Yeah.
However, it's helped me to have a little bit of a mind shift that working out does not mean going to the gym and sweating until my shirt is drenched. Mm. You know, it doesn't mean lifting those big bars with the round things on the side.
Sorry. Yes. Those round things. This is hysterical. It's so good. Yes. You don't have to do CrossFit to be a fit mom.
Yeah, CrossFit. That's another example. Go for a walk. Like at the beginning of the year, people following me on Instagram know this too. I was just doing daily walks. If not daily, I was trying daily. Mm-hmm. Like 40 minutes around the neighborhood listening to worship music, and it reset my day. Like mm-hmm. I called it walking with Jesus. Mm-hmm. It was exercise, but it was worship, and it was not grueling, but I felt like I was getting some exercise. My heart rate was up. You know, like I think we just need to adjust our expectations for what exercise is in different seasons of life.
Yeah, I agree. I've changed the words I use for the things because then it gives me a new kind of a perspective on it. So like my friend Sally talks about like abide time. So it's not a quiet time. It's just abide, which is great. Mm-hmm. I love that. So in my thing, I have abide and move. So it's not exercise. I get to abide and I get to move. And those are my two like things I really try to do every single day. It doesn't mm-hmm. happen every day, but I'm doing it a lot more than I used to.
Mm-hmm. So Neil, like we mentioned at the beginning, has been gone for almost 2 weeks now. And I have not once set aside an exercise time mm-hmm. while he's been gone. But I don't feel guilty about that. I almost feel like single moms just don't need to exercise because they are moving so stinking much to like switch laundry and get dinner. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. I haven't sat down in two weeks since he left. And so I think also maybe I'm leaning too much on the grace side of this, but if you're a busy mama that's constantly moving, you're moving, like mm-hmm. you're exercising. And eating healthy, I think, is a huge proponent of like healthy living and making that move actually, I'm not making any sense. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. And something that Elisa has said that's really stuck with me is you do not need to kill yourself working out and then go eat however you want all day. And so she talks about like, you just need to stay, she uses the word sober, which I think is really good because mm-hmm. we sometimes like just tune out and eat whatever. Like my kids are making me crazy. I need to eat this sugary thing. And then I need mm-hmm. to eat some more of it because that was really good. And so then mm-hmm. I've undone everything I've done in the morning. And then I'm mad that working out doesn't work. Well, right. That's not my problem. It's all right. Eating throughout the rest of the day and connecting food with comfort instead of connecting it with God.
Yes, absolutely.
For me, one of the motivations is I'm prone towards depression and anxiety mm-hmm. because of some anxiety. You know, you want to control things, right? Mm-hmm. And so I try to control other people because why I'm not feeling in control myself. I found that having time with the Lord and having consistent movement every day, I feel so much more in control of my life. So mm-hmm. I don't have to control other people and my mood is better and I don't feel depressed. So for me, it's like a medicine.
It's true. I feel like the next time someone feels on the edge of depression and wanting to move towards a sugar snack, and I've done this recently, let me do a 4-minute Tabata interval. And if you don't know what that is, go to the Revelation Wellness podcast. And one of them is called Tabata Intervals. And she does the 4-minute repetition over and over in that one, but literally do it for 4 minutes and then see how you feel after. And if you still want that sugar snack, then have it, like mm-hmm. have a bite of it. But in my experience, after I do a 4-minute, anyone can do 4-minute mm-hmm. Tabata interval, I don't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like I'm feeling better. It releases endorphins. That's science, you know?
That is so. Science, people.
Science, not just the internet.
Yeah. I love it. So good.
All right. Well, problem solved.
I think. There you go. I love it. These are so fun, Rebecca.
I like them too. I hope everyone else does.
They do. They better.